Huzzah! And welcome to Knights of the Hardcover Side Quest Edition, where we're going to review all things fantasy news, whether it be media, whether it be books, whether it be video games. We're going to talk about all of the news from the last couple weeks. My name is Brandon, your Jarl of the West Coast, and as always, joining me today is Chris Lauer.
Hey guys, you should feel very, very special today because I am now a wizard and I know a couple curses. You know, I haven't learned all the good ones yet, but you know, you're talking to somebody else different today than normal, just so you know.
Man, I didn't realize we had a celebrity guest on this week. Great to hear. Professor of the Dark Arts over here, Jesus. All right, and also joining us today is Zach Misick.
Unfortunately, I'm not coming to you guys as a wizard tonight. Maybe someday, but not today.
Yeah, you got to start training. Chris has got like a 2-day leap on you, which apparently is enough to learn like several spells. So
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hanging out with Sebastian too much.
He's on the accelerated course load here. So using that time turner. But anyways, yeah. So we, the biggest update today, I feel like a changed man as well. Now that the Chiefs have won the Super Bowl, that was just wrapped up last night. Our household is a big Chiefs fandom area because fiance grew up in Kansas City. So very lively and drunk environment in our household last night. Did you guys watch? Were you rooting for the Chiefs? What'd you think?
Yeah, I watched. I was rooting for the Chiefs lightly. You know, we're from Nebraska. There's a lot of people here that root for the Chiefs. I wouldn't call myself a Chiefs fan, but they're so good. And Pat Mahomes is such a great player that it's easy to kind of jump on that bandwagon once every other year when they get to the Super Bowl. So
yeah, hell yeah. Yep, I agree with Chris. I just wanted like a close game.
Yeah, I wanted something that wasn't decided by a penalty. That kind of sucked. Kind of took some of the wins out of the sails of the win there.
Yeah.
Questionable win. So
it's too bad.
It was too bad, but it was a great game overall. Like I said, happy to see the Chiefs win it all. Patrick Mahomes, second time winning it. So that's great. But there's also, more importantly, there was some commercials throughout the Super Bowl. Primarily thinking about we got the Flash trailer, Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
They're really billing it though as like a Batman movie.
Right. Yeah,
I know. All the promotional footage and everything. Mm-hmm. They're basically like, yeah, this is Michael Keaton's Batman. That's all you need to know. Don't worry about anything else surrounding this project.
Yep. Don't Google Batman's any of the actors. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Flash starring Michael Keaton and some other actors, basically.
Yeah.
And then we also got the Dungeons & Dragons trailer. But like you're saying, Chris, I wanted to focus in on this Flash trailer. Obviously, controversial trailer with everything that's come out about Ezra Miller. The Michael Keaton surprise was, you know, it rejuvenated the movie to me. Like there was no way in hell I was going to go see the Flash movie. Like not one bit. Like I just wasn't. DCU's a pile of shit right now, as far as I'm concerned. So I'm not really going to invest any more time in there till I hear differently. But Michael Keaton was an awesome Batman from the classic Batman movies. So, what are you guys' thoughts on the movie? You guys going to go?
Ooh, I don't know. I almost had like an opposite reaction to Brandon. I almost kind of got like exhausted by it. Like seeing Michael Keaton as Batman and then seeing Ben Affleck as Batman in there. And then you had the Superman bad guy, Zog, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
With Michael Shannon Zarg back. It kind of drained me versus like the Spider-Man No Way Home. Like that excited me. But here I'm just like, do I really have to go through this again? Do I need to like go back and watch like 90s? You know, superhero movies just so I can kind of understand what's going on in this kind of failed universe. But
it did seem crazily similar to No Way Home. Like, I mean, between the cameos from previous Batmans and then they're like, you know, Ezra Miller is like, oh, I destroyed the multiverse. I got to put it all back together. And it's just like, it seemed like the exact same plot essentially of No Way Home, but
it's wild that they're releasing this movie still, you know, because like they're not planning. I know that the whole point of Flashpoint, and this is kind of what this movie's supposed to be about, is that it resets the universe or whatever. But like everything with Ezra, the fact that they scrapped the Snyderverse, but they're still using some of these actors, it's just crazy that they're doing
this. It is crazy. And it's like, how are they gonna, like, what's the press junket gonna be for this? They can't have Ezra Miller going and like, come watch our, is it just gonna be Michael, 71-year-old Michael Keaton being like, come check out my superhero movie that I'm in again. Like,
oh yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, all right. I think yeah, they'll pay him, give him more money, maybe throw some money at Ben Affleck and have him do a press tour together.
Yeah,
but yeah, there's no way they'll have Ezra. They're not going to be anywhere near a microphone during this whole run.
Yeah, unless they have like a leash and a muzzle on him, there's no way he's allowed on that press tour. So like, I was also like, do you think they're gonna bring George Clooney back too? I mean, he was Batman as well. If we're gonna have Michael Keaton, might as well throw maybe in a couple others, you know. Oh,
no. Batfleck will be in it, I'm sure, at some point.
Yeah,
well, yeah, he was in the trailer.
Yeah, he was in it as Bruce Wayne, at least.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They said there's going to be another Superman, too.
What?
Yeah, the Superman's going to be in that movie as well.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't think it's going to be Henry Cavill, but
yeah, maybe it will be. Yeah, the newly cast one. There's a new Superman?
There is a Supergirl in the trailer, so there'll be like another Superman.
Okay.
Oh, so Zach, you're saying it's going to be Supergirl?
In the trailer, we saw like Supergirl face like Zah. When Zah was like in his ship, Supergirl like flew up and like stared him down.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
There was no like Superman in the trailer, but they may be saving that for the movie.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about the trailer. I read like some synopsis about it. About how that he has to like, part of the movie is Ezra Miller's Flash has to like free a Superman that is, quote, much different than the one he knew or something like that. So I figured they could just cast whoever they wanted for a part in this movie. You know, it doesn't have to be a big thing. In the animated movie, it was like Black Superman, who like in this universe, the Superman had literally never seen the light of day. So they like kept him underground. They discovered him when he was a kid, kept him underground, never exposed him to sunlight. So he got out and he kind of like went a little crazy. So I don't know if that's where they're going with it, but they could do
a lot. Is his name actually Black Superman?
He just wears a black suit. I think that's just kind of what, like, how he's referred to, because he's wearing a black
suit.
They're
just super, they're just not very creative with Superman names, so I would not be surprised. You know, it's like, Supergirl, I don't know, fuck it, whatever, it's a girl, she's Superman, Supergirl. That's good enough. Yep.
Right. Just wait till the Bat Family movie comes out.
Oh, no. Jesus Christ. DCU just needs to slow their roll a little bit, find something that works, and then do a lot of movies with that. I couldn't believe with the trailer, though, that it was like Ezra Miller and Ezra Miller. So like the two top stars in it are both Ezra Miller. Yeah, I was just like, man, what an unfortunate casting decision that was. Okay, well, all that to be said, probably will never end up seeing it. I don't know. I keep telling myself I'm going to watch these DC movies like Black Adam. I was like, oh, I'm going to watch that for sure. Never got around to that. So
I tried. There's nothing to watch in Black Adam.
You didn't like it? How far did you get into it?
I got maybe two-thirds of the way into it, I think. And that was like trying twice. I've only gotten two-thirds into this movie. And there's no reason for me to keep going on it.
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt about Eternals when that came out. I watched it like several times and just kept falling asleep. I was like, all right, this one's not for me.
That's Zach's favorite MCU movie.
I did really like it. I might be the biggest like Eternals fan out there.
I think you might be the only Eternals fan out there.
It's not that bad. My wife liked it. She liked Eternals.
Yeah, I just like this not good green screen. Like Ant-Man and the Wasp comes out this weekend, and I just know this is going to be like pure green screen. So it's nice.
That's already coming out.
I think it's this Friday.
This weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, it's pretty soon for sure.
That snuck up.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that brings me to one of my other talking points. I know in the past we talked about they did the Guardians of the Galaxy 3 trailer in the Super Bowl. They got Quantumania coming up. I just watched Wakanda Forever this weekend as well. And we've talked about it before, but man, I am just so out on the MCU right now. Like, even that was a really good movie. It was very good. Everything was like really exciting about it. All the acting was really good in it, but I was just so bored. It was a 3-hour movie, and by the end of it, I was just like, I don't want to keep doing this. Like, it's still the same structure. It's still the same. Like, you know how it's going to end. You know what's going to ultimately happen. Like, it's just getting kind of disappointing now.
Black Panther was worth a watch.
Definitely was, yeah.
For sure. What I like most about it was the way they treated like Chadwick Boseman's death.
Definitely.
Like that stuff was really affecting and really touching and really well done. I liked all the Neymar stuff too. I thought like he's a really cool antagonist. But other than that, the story wasn't anything to write home about. It was fine. It was a fine movie.
Yeah, it was. I mean, the Black Panther movies are so fast paced. Like they really show you a different side of the MCU, like what you can actually accomplish with this superhero technologies and stuff. Like it's all really cool. But I just there's something missing. You know, I just don't have like I don't think any of that was going to affect the overall MCU. So I just didn't care that much what happened to anybody. I was just like, the FBI agent is going to die. All right, let's shoot. Like, oh no.
Yeah. You also kind of got the feeling by the end of the movie that they were just like, all right, how do we get Suri out of the Black Panther mantle as quickly as we possibly can? You know, like, especially the way it ended. They're just like, we got to move her over to the side, you know?
It's like, which is kind of too bad. I really actually liked her quite a bit as the Black Panther, but yeah. So all of that to say, like when I saw the Guardians of the Galaxy trailer, I was just like, there it is. And then I just looked away. I didn't even end up watching it because I was like, I'm sure I know what it's about already. So it'll be fine. Just kind of plug in whoever the new villain is. So,
well, yeah, it's just going to be Quill trying to get back with Gamora, right? That'll be like the big theme of the movie, I'm assuming.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. I haven't seen any of that.
Chris, I know you're really looking forward to Quantumania. That's kind of like your
I'm staking a lot on Quantumania.
Yeah. We'll yeah. You going opening weekend? You going this weekend?
I'll probably go on Thursday. Wife's going to be out of town. Yeah, I'll probably be there opening night.
Nice. Nice. Zach, you going to check it out?
I don't know. Maybe I'll invite myself to go along with Chris. But I don't see myself. Yeah. I don't see myself like being the proactive like person, be like, hey, this is like, you know, this is the time and date. Let's do it. But if someone invites me, I'll go. But I don't know. Like I'm going for like Jonathan Majors. If it was a different villain, then I would probably not want to go at all. But I really want to see Jonathan Majors.
I was going to say, this is the beginning of the year of Jonathan Majors. Like he's got a couple, at least a couple bangers, like Creed 3 or whatever in this movie. He's going to blow up this year.
Yeah. He has another like Oscar-y movie, I think, coming out later this year. And then if he does appear in Loki season 2.
Oh, yeah. Which I'm sure. All right. I feel like I'd be surprised if he didn't at that point. But also, side note, you see how jacked he is in that Creed 3?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it is crazy.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. He's still the photo shoot, too. His latest photo shoot was really good.
Yeah, well, he's going to have to carry that movie, so hopefully he does a good job. Because Paul Rudd's not exactly one to like be able to carry the weight of an action movie necessarily. So,
well, I don't know. I like the first two Ant-Man. Like, I think the Ant-Man movies are pretty good. I guess I don't remember a lot about the second one, but I like the first one a lot.
Yeah, no one remembers anything about the second one. The first one was good. The second one was very, very forgettable. Hank Pym's a dick. The Wasp is the Wasp, and Ant-Man does Ant-Man things. It's all like, you know, exactly how you'd think. But anyways, I'm probably at the point with MCU where I'm just going to wait till they come to Disney Plus, and I'll check them out then. That's where I am for the most part. All right, we'll keep moving on. Unless someone tells me, you know, Infinity War, people are like, you have to see this in theaters. Unless people start telling me that again, because I haven't heard that about anything in a while, really, besides like Top Gun, maybe. And so until someone starts telling me that, then I'm probably not going to go see them in theaters. So.
Yeah.
Other trailer, which I don't think we've talked about, is Mandalorian season 3 trailer dropped a couple weeks ago. I think it was 2 weeks ago. And then we got an updated trailer, I believe yesterday, maybe. But the show drops March 1st. Did you guys see the trailer drop at all? Watch it yet?
No.
God damn it. God damn it,
I meant to watch it.
We're on a fantasy podcast. You got to watch this.
I mean, I will watch like The Mandalorian, but I don't need like a trailer to get me hyped or anything. Like that won't move the needle for me.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of know. We all the setup was the setup. We know what's probably gonna happen in this season, but it was cool to see. It looks like the costume design for the season is gonna be like top notch for all the different Mandalorians that we're gonna have. So really excited to see that. Couple highlights from the trailer here. We got an Order 66, another Order 66 flashback, it looks like. So I think we're gonna see who we're finally gonna figure out who saved Grogu from Anakin. And that should be a heartbreaking scene.
Okay, well that was gonna be my question. So you're convinced that's going to be Anakin that's coming after Grogu, because I've heard people say like, oh, this could be when Anakin killed all the younglings or whatever, but you're like, that's definitely it.
Not definitely. It's one of three things. It's either whoever saved Grogu was coming through that door. It was one of those people in front of Grogu was saving them from Anakin who was coming through the door, or has nothing to do with Grogu at all. And it's back to the age of like Death Watch and stuff with the actual Mandalorians. When they fought with the Jedi, it could be something like that too. So it could be the Darksaber coming through the door, but it's one of those three. I think it's most likely, cause you can see like the camera angle is pretty low on it. So it looks like it's through Grogu's eyes. So I assume it's like, you know, something with that time period. So.
Well, and they probably signed Hayden for what, like they probably signed him for a 5-show deal or something like that. You know, they're like, oh, you'll have a cameo in this or this or whatever. When he came back for Obi-Wan. So I think it would make complete sense for it to be back in Revenge of the Sith gear out here, murdering younglings. And that's and the kind of stuff thing. I'm looking for. That's the nostalgia hit that I would like to inject into my veins.
Definitely.
Are you guys tired of Order 66? Like, are you ready to like move past it? Like, we don't need to flashback every single like project. Like, let's move on from it.
It's kind of like asking like if you were to go to like an American and be like, are you like sick of 9/11 yet? Like, are you kind of like sick of thinking about it? Are you sick of like hearing about it? It's like, no, man, it was a pretty pivotal point in our country's history. Phrase is never forget. So like, it's like, I mean, Order 66, never forget, you know?
I mean, to like compare it to like a fictional event, I think of it more as like the snap. Like, I don't need to hear about the snap anymore in MCU. Like, I get it. Everyone is affected by it. I don't need any more like, flashbacks to where people were during the snap. Let's like move on from the snap. Bring in Jonathan Majors. Advance the story. No more like snaps. And if like Star Wars is still stuck on, like, let's go back to Order 66. It's like, no, let's like move on from that.
Well, I take a little bit of umbrage with that. Like, I don't think they go back to Order 66 all that much. I mean, if there's a show that went on during Order 66, I think it'd be weirder if they don't mention it. And this is a little different too, because people are like, where was Grogu? A lot of people are like, how did he survive Order 66? If he's this old, he was alive. What happened? You know, I think it's something that people have been asking.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. It's definitely like, we need an answer to this. And also Order 66 is just like a great starting point from a lot of stories. Cause they said, you know, around like 100 Jedi survived Order 66. And so it gives us like a starting point for a lot of those to get like the emotional beats that are like why they're driven to do what they're doing. Basically they fridged 9,900 Jedi to give us a story for 100. So
seriously,
I'd love to see like more content about the Jedi dying in Order 66. You know, I'd watch like a show just about what happened to like specific Jedi in Order 66. Like every episode's a different, like what happened to them during this. I think that'd be interesting.
That would be awesome. I would love to, I was hoping that Kenobi would have like one episode that was just going to be like, here's Order 66 from Anakin's perspective. Like here's start to finish him invading the Jedi Temple. I thought that would have been really cool, but Maybe someday we'll get that. Yeah, Anakin's going to be in Ahsoka too, so maybe we'll get some sort of additional backstory there. But
yeah,
also a couple other things from the trailer though. They showed Pershing quite a bit. Dr. Pershing, who is known to be the clone scientist that worked on Kamino. So we're going to finally get some more backstory about like why he was after Grogu and trying to get his blood. We'll get more insight into the cloning program, which means I assume we'll get more information about Snoke and where he came from, which will be really cool. Mm-hmm. It'll be fun to learn all of that. And then it looks like most of the season is just going to be the Mandalorian War, the new Mandalorian War between the Night Watch and Bo-Katan and all of her people. So yeah, really looking forward to that show. Obviously, it's going to be good to have a good Disney Plus show again to watch week to week, finally. So that'd be nice. Yeah. All right. Now, also week to week watching Last of Us. I told you we're probably just going to talk about this every week because goddamn it's good. I'm going to have to say I'm 3 out of 5 for crying during these episodes. Now I'm keeping track because it is. I thought I was going to make it through the episode. And then that last 3 minutes, man, whew, that cut. So, yeah. What'd you guys think of this week's episode?
It was sad when Ellie was like, my blood has medicine. And she like rubbed it all on his wound and stuff. I was like, there's no way that's going to work, but that's so sweet. I was hoping it would work.
Even she thought it might, and so like you could tell, like it just broke her inside to like,
yeah,
realize that she can't just heal people. That it's not just a fantasy; it's like real world, real life.
Mm-hmm.
It's heartbreaking stuff. How do you guys know how many episodes the season's gonna be?
Ooh, I want to say it's like 8. Let's see.
Oh, that is not enough. We're over halfway then.
9. There'll be 9 episodes.
Okay, So we got 4 more episodes. Got plenty of time.
I hope they're all like 2-hour episodes, man. I love this stuff so much. Scene with all, I guess, spoilers for the last episode, because we're about to just spoil everything probably, but the scene where all the zombies just started ripping out of the hole in episode, was that episode 4? No, it was episode, yeah, that was 5. The last episode. That was fucking nuts. Oh, man. If any show or movie going forward is thinking about doing a movie specifically just with CGI effects, just watch that scene because it shows how good like practical effects and like just having real people on screen really makes a show. Because that was just, it looked incredible.
Throwback to Quantumania, huh?
Yeah, that was definitely a dig at Quantumania. Hey, Disney, enough with the fucking volume. We get you have technology.
Last of Us has been really good, but I do have a bit of a problem with it. Which is completely on me. I feel like it's been so hyped and I've hyped it up. Like I get really excited to watch it. And now I'm just like, I've hyped it up too much. It cannot live up to my standards anymore. So I watch, it's like a regular good episode of TV, like this last one. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm not crying. So maybe it's losing its touch. You know what I mean? But that's just a me thing.
It still got me on that last note.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I don't really care about spoilers, and I have not seen the latest episode. But I knew without seeing it, I'm like, something bad is going to happen to these people, and there'll be a tearjerker at the end, and then they'll move on to the next stop. Like, yeah. I'm not saying it's repetitive, but I'm like, this is definitely be a show where they get from point A to Z, make every stop along the way. Something heartbreaking happens and they move on to the next place. So I was like hesitant because I'm like, I don't want to see something sad happen to these new people. Because he's like, you know that it will. And then they have to go on to the next spot because it's a video game.
See, that's where you're wrong, Zach. They live through the episode and they cured the entire infestation.
Oh, nice. There's a series finale for that.
Yep. The next 4 is just going to be rebuilding society. It's going to just be.
I wouldn't hate that.
I know you wouldn't hate that. Take the good part out of the story. Zach's like, all right, it's getting better.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree with that though. The second Henry and Sam came onto the screen, Aaron was like, yep, they're both dying. That's for sure. I was like, yeah, probably. Yeah. But the reasons and the conflict to get there was really intriguing. And I loved that like leader of the resistance in Kansas City, Kathleen or whatever her name was. She was awesome.
She's cool.
And
she's
really cool. The worst at the same time.
If you like her in this, you should watch her in Yellow Jackets.
Oh, that's been on my list. I need to get to that one. Season 2 of that comes out soon, doesn't it?
Yeah, pretty soon. I think it's March. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna have to get into that. What's that about? Superhero? Is that also superhero stuff?
No, Yellow Jackets is about a group of high school, I think it's like a high school girls basketball team. They're going to like nationals or something. So they're really, really good. And their plane crashes over like Montana or somewhere, some forested area.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And it's them telling the story when they're older.
No, it's not. Nobody's telling any stories, but you do have a past when they're stuck on the island and a future where, you know, like present, you have a present day and you have a past. And so they'll do stuff in the present day and then it'll flash back to when they were on the island, or not an island, when they were in the forest, when they were lost or whatever. That's kind of
I'll give that a try. It's not my favorite supernatural storytelling.
Stuff. Yeah, I get that. It's some supernatural stuff may or may not have happened on the when they were lost.
That's what I thought. I thought I remember something like not realistic happening in the trailer. I couldn't remember what it was. I think it was something like that. Okay. I'll have to watch that. I got nothing else to watch right now, so put that on the list. All right, let's keep moving through here. Last thing I had to talk about, since we talked about this on several podcasts before, Zach had recommended the book Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow. Finally finished that one. Holy cow, that was a great book. I really, really enjoyed that. I'm gonna take a note from your book here, Zach. It was a bit long in the middle. The middle section kind of just turned into like, and then this happened, and then this happened, and then this happened. And you're like, okay, I get it. Yeah, they're making video games. Let's yada yada that. But the character, all the characters, the individual characters, I really, really liked each one of them, especially the main girl. I was a big fan of her. So good recommendation. I probably would have never read that had you not recommended it, and ended up really liking it. The first half of it was fantastic, and then like the last little bit was really good too. So
yeah,
good.
Glad to hear you like it.
Yeah.
Is there going to be a sequel called Yesterday and Yesterday and Yesterday? I guess it'd be a prequel. But is anything like that?
Good one, Chris. Yeah. You don't even get it. You don't even.
Is going to be today, even, and today, and today.
You don't even know why it's called that. All right. So don't even, until you've read it, don't do this. Don't. Hey, be cool.
I apologize.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it'd be better video tomorrow. Games. It does video games pretty good.
Okay. Yeah. It made me like want to learn how to code by the end of it. I was like, I should learn how to do software coding. And I was like, I've tried that 3 times before and I hated it. So never mind.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a good book. So I'm going to double recommend that. I think I gave it like a 4 out of 5 on Goodreads. So
that's on my list. It's definitely, I've had it on Audible for a long time now. But I kind of forget that I have it. So I haven't gotten around to it yet.
Yeah, it's a little slow to get going, but it is definitely, Zach, you've said this before, it's definitely a good like love letter to video games. So they did that really well.
Yeah.
Well, we've all been dying to hear, Chris. All been dying to hear about it.
My celebrity status.
Yeah, is there something else we should call you now? Are you he who should not be named?
That's a good question.
Should we call you like Sorcerer Supreme? Like, where are we at here?
You could throw a sir in front of my name, you know, Sir Chris.
Sir Chris.
Yeah, something like that. I think that feels fitting. But anyways.
Professor. Hogwarts, professor.
Yeah, call me Professor. Yeah.
There you go. All right.
Hogwarts Legacy, though, got the game. Oh, geez, I got it. Probably about a week ago now. Haven't had as much time to play it as I would have liked, but I probably logged maybe 8 hours into it so far, so... It's already like one of my top like how much time I've spent on a video game. You know, it's already up there as far as I usually don't get this far, which is nice. And I do want to keep playing. I've heard that it takes maybe 40-50 hours to finish the main storyline. I doubt I get there, but I haven't gotten a hippogriff yet or anything. So I definitely at least have to get a hippogriff so I can fly around. I haven't even left Hogwarts and Hogsmeade. So there's just like a lot more to explore because it's actually a massive, massive map. I'd say, so I probably looked at maybe 10% of the map and I've barely even been able to explore Hogwarts at the castle itself much because it's massive. The castle is so big. Hogsmeade also a lot bigger than I would have thought.
So where all can you go? Is it like the map, like all of England, or like how big is this map?
Yeah, so, well, hard to say. I guess you could say you have Hogwarts and Hogsmeade, right? They're probably walking distance. It might take you like a minute or two to physically run from Hogwarts to Hogsmeade. So you have those two sections. You could probably, I don't know, maybe 5 minutes to run all the way around Hogsmeade. It'd take you a while to run all the way around Hogwarts. You got the Forbidden Forest, which is quite large. And I would say that's maybe Hogwarts, Hogsmeade, and the Forbidden Forest is probably like 15% of the map. So the rest of it's just like open world. The rest of it's hill, just like Skyrim, you know, hills and forests and things to discover. That's the kind of stuff I really haven't even had a chance to dig into yet, because I'm still going to my first classes and getting my broom or whatever. I just got into the roomer requirement, and so that's kind of fun. You know, it's basically your bedroom. You can do whatever you want with it.
So oh, cool.
There's just a lot. There's a lot to it.
Is a train a thing? Can you ride the train or go into platform 9 3/4 at all?
I don't know. Not that I've done yet.
Anything from the trolley?
Yeah.
My favorite part.
Yeah, because when I got to Hogwarts, you had some mission to get you there, and you're like, oh, wow, how did we get to Hogwarts? That's interesting. You know, it's kind of like a mystery that you'll find out later type of a deal.
Are you, do you actually like take the classes and stuff too? Like you go to potions class and like make potions and stuff like that.
Yep.
Is that stuff all fun?
Yeah, it's been fun so far. I've only went to each class once, so I don't know if I have to keep going back, but I've been to potions. You know, I've been to all these classes, and in the room of requirement, you get like a potions desk and you get a herbology desk. So you can like plant seeds to grow herbs that you can use in your potions and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know how often I'll actually be going to class. I guess I've gone to Defense Against the Dark Arts a couple times, but usually if you're going to a class, you're learning a spell. So I don't know how often I'll actually be going to classes, and maybe I'll just kind of get sent out on my own here pretty soon. If I wanted to, I could take my broom and I could fly to the other side of the map, but there's no reason for me to do that right now, because there's nothing over there for me yet.
Well, you better start going to classes. We paid good money to get you there, so you better start taking advantage of that education.
Sebastian and I, we're teaching ourselves. We're learning curses. We don't need Defense Against the Dark Arts. No. Not me and Sebastian.
Well, if there's anything I learned from the movie, is you really don't have to go to class. Like, you just kind of go whenever you feel like it, and then go fight people in the forest if you feel like it. So,
yeah.
Well, you're gonna have to keep us updated, and let us know when we can attend one of your classes. Maybe do some shadowing or something once you start teaching.
Sure.
Yeah.
The classes will be. I'll stream it here on Discord, and you guys can watch, and that'll be the class.
Nice.
That sounds awful. I saw that when Hogwarts Legacy came out, it was like the top stream game of all time on Twitch. So
I saw that too.
A lot of people like me that probably had like old versions of PlayStation or Xbox are like just wanted to see it, but
yeah,
that's too bad. One of these days I'll be able to talk about it with you. I'll probably beat it before you in the end anyway, so
yeah, well, you likely will. If you beat it, you will have probably beat it before me.
40-50 hours is a pretty short story. You can get through that.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, definitely. We'll see.
I mean, we'll see. Elden Ring was probably, I don't know, 80 hour story, give or take, 90 hour story. Like, that was a long one. So, yeah. Well, yeah, keep us updated. I'm sure we'll ask you about it next fantasy update again. All right, Zach, what do you got today?
Okay, I'll make mine quick. Nintendo had a direct last weekend and announced some pretty cool things. They show like the new trailer for Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom.
Looks Tears. Awesome.
Is it Tears of the Kingdom or Tears of the Kingdom?
I think it's Tears.
Tears.
That's a good question, actually, because it might be Tears, because isn't the thing that it's a bunch of floating land masses and stuff? Like Tear Land Apartment. Yeah.
It just doesn't sound Tears of the Kingdom. Doesn't sound right. Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe it is.
Yeah, it could be.
It's not as poetic as some of the other ones. Other titles.
Oh, no. No. And I'd never played the first Zelda game, but I heard it's pretty good.
Wait, which first one? Like the N64 one or the Switch, the Breath of the Wild?
I think you're talking about Breath of the Wild, Zach.
Both, yeah. I was talking about Breath of the Wild, but I haven't played like any Zelda game.
Dude, Breath of the Wild is an excellent game.
Breath of the Wild is really great.
if you have some extra time, highly recommend that one. Yeah. Basically the reason I bought a Switch. So
yeah, I'm not crazy about the art style for the Zelda. It looks a little like someone smidged like Vaseline on like the screen, like a bit. It has like that kind of like, yeah, like Vaseline look to it that I'm like a
Vaseline
big fan of.
Look, huh?
Yeah, like it's a little like fuzzy, like shiny, like there's like a smudge on the lens, like lights reflecting it off differently than like a clean camera. I don't really know how to, it's like very like angular, like it's not like super smooth.
Well, I believe every single Zelda game has had a different animation style, so maybe try a different one if you don't like that.
Yeah, but the big announcement, or at least the one that I like care about, that they made is they're bringing the Game Boy Advance and the Game Boy systems to Nintendo Switch Online. Mm. So you can play some of their games online. And right now they only have like Mario Kart. They have a couple like Zelda games and Super Mario Bros. But people are hoping that this is like the first step to bring in some of the like Pokemon games.
Yeah, hell yeah. I'll play the
And that'll be really cool.
That was the first so bad for my... Yeah. It's going to be really bad for my time management skills if they bring back, if they start doing all of those games too. Is it just, are they like remastered versions or are they just like emulators? They're just like the original.
Just like emulators.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah. And like, I think right now they have like one Pokemon game on there, like a snapshot or something. But I guess there's like a Pokemon Direct later this month and people are hoping that they'll announce that like Pokemon Red or whatever will be online for the Switch.
Those games are so fun. Okay. Thought about getting into the new Pokemon games again, but once again, I was like, I don't have the time for that right now.
Yeah.
I got a podcast to grow. I don't have time for playing Pokemans. Anything else interesting from it? Like any Mario news or anything like that?
No, I was kind of hoping that there'd be like a Mario game to go along with the movie. The only other games, they released Metro Prime Remastered.
Ooh, Metroid Prime was an awesome game.
Yeah. Then showed some new courses for Mario Kart 8.
Nice.
Yeah, Mario Kart 8's awesome. It's like been the same game for like 4 years, and they just constantly are updating with new stuff instead of just having like a new Mario Kart every like 3 years or 2 years like they used to. They're just updating that one and just keeping that going, which I really like, and I wish more games would like take that approach to it. Like, we don't need a new Madden game every year. Just fucking update the rosters and add a couple new things and call it good. Like, I wish more games would take that approach.
Yeah, I think it's even worse. This game came out like 9 years ago.
Holy cow.
Wow.
Like it came out during Chilltown 1.
That's wild.
Was when I bought Mario Kart 8. And it wasn't until this year that they got a new courses.
It took me so long to understand what you were talking about. I was like, Chilltown, was that like an album? What the fuck are you talking about? Oh, it's the place you used to live. Right, right. I forgot that's how you guys like talk about time periods in your life.
Yeah. It's very useful, when we lived, actually.
When we lived together, did we ever have a name for our place?
No, I don't think we did. No. We never picked anything. North side apartment. I don't know.
Basically it's down the hatch, probably
the Eagle's Nest,
right? The Eagle's Nest, there you go.
Yeah,
house in the middle of an interstate, I don't know, something like that. Cool. Well, yeah, definitely once they start releasing more stuff, we'll have to talk about that more once we have like a better idea of what games are on there, because that sounds awesome. And apparently I can't play my Xbox anymore because games don't come out for that anymore, so that'd be great. Cool. What else you got, Zach?
I have one more thing, just like a book rec. I just finished it this weekend. It's called The Seven Moons of Molly Almeida. It won the Booker Prize for 2022, which is why I wanted to read it. I thought it was really good. One of like my favorite books that I've read in the last like month or so. Mm. It is kind of like fantasy-ish. It takes place in Sri Lanka, and it's about this like wartime photographer who's like independent, so he works for whoever, is like dead, and he wakes up like in the afterlife, and he doesn't really remember how he died, but he has like 7 nights to kind of figure out how he died, and to kind of maybe push his friends who are still alive in the proper direction, because they're kind of like wondering if he's missing or if he died. Mm. And it was really cool because you learn a lot about Sri Lanka and the kind of wars going on there, because you have, you know, their government and you have other outside governments, and then you have like rebel groups. And just, you know, he may have some incriminating like photos that he was taking, so it's like parts like murder mystery, like who wanted him dead and why, and then like fantasy elements because he's in like the afterlife, so there's like spirits and demons and that kind of stuff too.
Spooky ghost, nice.
Yeah. So yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Cool.
So is this taking place like modern day, or was this like during like a few years back during like all the civil wars and stuff that they had in Sri Lanka?
It was during the 90s. I think it was like 1990.
Oh, like, so
that
like,
time period.
Right in the middle of the Civil Wars then. Okay. Yeah.
So yeah, it was very interesting because, like, you know, I learned a bit and learned about the different sides, and you're trying to figure out kind of what happened. But yeah, it was the Booker Prize.
That's cool.
2022.
Booker, so you it's said. Booker Prize. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Booker. It won the Booker Award.
I don't pay for reading. Sorry, that was a hooker joke. That wasn't funny. Anyways. So you said that he's trying to figure out how he died. So is it like a whodunit type book then? Like a fantasy whodunit?
Yep. Cool. Like a part whodunit. Because he remembers most of his life except for like those like final moments. So he's trying to piece that together.
Wait, then, this like, wasn't written by Anthony Horowitz, was it? You're not trying to trick me, are you?
No.
Oh, that's good.
You know what that kind of made me think? This is set in the 90s, you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like in the next 100 years or so, there's just going to be so much, so many movies, TV shows, whatever. And they're all going to be set in the 90s because nobody's going to want to deal with the internet and cell phones and shit.
So
the earliest we can do is the 90s without having to deal with the fact that you could just call up your buddy to solve this problem. So there's just going to be like a bunch of 90s shit, especially our generation, because that's kind of our nostalgia zone.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a big boom.
Yeah, that '90s or before. I think about that all the time, actually, because you never see like modern movies unless it's like a rom-com or like something like that. Like, even the Avengers, you know, I feel like they should have a lot more access to stuff than they do, because you know, you never see people like using cell phones and that either. So you either have to have a reason that they don't have cell phones, so it's either dystopian or it has to be previous to 2000, basically.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna make a really boring genre eventually.
Like out in nature, because like I just read a murder mystery this week, and they were like went on a family vacation and they had like no cell service, so it's like that's kind of how they got away with not being able to text and call, that kind of stuff.
That's the book I started writing was basically that. I only got about 12 pages into that, haven't picked it up in about 2 years, but yeah, it was out in the forest for that reason. Cool. Well, what was that one called again?
It's called The Seven Moons of Molly Almeida.
Seven. All right, I'll probably have to check out your Goodreads for that one. I'm not gonna be able to pronounce or spell that, but
yeah, it's a cool cover. And I want to read more. Like, I've read some of like the Pulitzer winners, and I like those, so I'm trying to read some like the Booker Prize winners.
Well, guys, that was fun. Should we stop? Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks everyone for listening. That was Fantasy Side Quests. We'll be having another book out next week, and then we'll be back again for some tier talk on our favorite Brandon Sanderson books. So if you're a fan of Cosmere, hop back in for 2 weeks. If you've never listened to a fantasy pod, which is most of you motherfuckers out there, check this one out. It might be a little bit more fun. Also, check out Twitter or Instagram, where we have accounts and we sometimes put things on them that are real fun stuff. So check those out. Thanks for listening. We love you. And as always, don't forget to do the side quests.